I am about 70 feet up in a red oak tree here in Bloomington, Indiana. They actually didn't come in until about 4:30 yesterday with bulldozers, and then they had a cherry picker or whatever, some kind of scaffolding thing. And there were four of us up in the trees. They got three of us down. They couldn't get me because I climbed higher in the tree, and they couldn't go up as high as I was without risking my life and theirs.
Moss was the last to descend from a stand of endangered trees into the hands of police this weekend. He was the 15th person arrested, ending a four-month protest against Bloomington, Indiana's sprawling development. The 54 acres of woods is scheduled to be cleared this month to make room for a 200-unit apartment complex. Police used construction equipment borrowed from the future developers to remove protesters from the land that the developer is scheduled to acquire next week. A bulldozer tore through dozens of trees and webs of yarn woven with wildflowers. Police used chainsaws to rip apart the platforms piece by piece. Lucille Bertuccio, a supporter of the tree sits, crossed a police blockade to observe the arrests of the tree sitters. She described the scene.
The police and the bulldozers just came in while people were they were held in the trees on platforms, and the platforms were actually attached to ropes that went from one tree to another. So there's about four tree sitters up there, up high in the tree. And when they came in with the bulldozer, they actually tapped the trees, cut down trees around the people who were up there with disregard for human life, as far as I'm concerned. One of the young people was up a tree, and they not only cut down some of the trees around him, but they actually started banging into the tree that he was in, and we were all sure that he was going to die.
The proposed development site is the last forested piece of land along Highway 37, the main highway into Bloomington. But Highway 37 isn't the only problem area. Activists say the problem of loss of forest, open space, and farmland has reached epic proportions in Indiana, which, according to Moss, is losing their farmland faster than any state in the country.
And the reason we're occupying this little 54-acre patch of woods is because we're losing this green space so quickly around the city's boundaries, and within the city. The city's becoming more and more treeless all the time with all these. They cut down all the big ones and they put in these little, you know, 5-year-old trees. It's not quite the same thing. And people here are just getting really sick of it and sick of the urban sprawl. We're just trying to bring attention to this issue of corporate greed at the expense of the public.
Like many new developments, this one comes with the blessing and financial support of Bloomington's local government, eager to provide housing for an expanding population and eager to add to its tax base. The development of the new apartment complex has the support of the Monroe County Council, who voted to approve a $10 million bond to aid the development. Additionally, the development is receiving federal income tax credits. But while the county council encourages growth on the outskirts of town, residents like 65-year-old Lucille Bertuccio risk arrest to hold back the tide. Ms. Bertuccio, who was released from jail Friday after being charged with trespassing, has the bigger picture in mind.
Yes, I would like to say one thing. I am 65 years old. I am concerned about the kind of earth we're going to be leaving to our children. And I think that all the 65-year-olds should get out off their rocking chairs and stop worrying about plastic surgery for their faces and stop worrying about their Social Security and start thinking about what kind of world we're leaving to our grandchildren. Our grandchildren are going to be left with a depauperate world. We're going to have a world that's filled with nothing but cars and sidewalks and streets. And I think that's a horrible thing to leave to our children and our grandchildren. I want you to put that message out. That is a heartfelt message from a woman who has lived 65 years on this earth and has seen it get deprived and depressed and devastated. That's the message I want for all older people. They should be out here with me. They should be out protesting what's going on. You know, we need to save some of this. This is the systems that are at work here. All of the biological systems that are at work here are protecting us and keeping us sane and keeping us healthy. The global warming is occurring because of the way we're treating the earth. If we keep on doing this, we will leave no world for our children. We have to think about this. This is important to us. Every piece of land is important. Every piece of open space, every bit of land that's not covered with something is doing hard, good work for us. It's keeping our air pure. It's keeping our waters pure. It's keeping our soil good so that we can grow plants. It's keeping everything going. And if we lose this, we lose the world, okay? And we lose the world for our children.
This is Danielle Shenowith from the Urbana Independent Media Center for Free Speech Radio News.